Chapter 14, Treat Failure Like a Gift. What happens when you pour your heart into something and it falls apart? You hope things will turn out great, but then they don't. That sounds like something most people can relate to. It's easy for someone to just say, just get back up and keep going. It's not always that easy. Most of the time, failure can seem like a curse, but you can experience your greatest blessings by treating your failure like a gift. That's exactly what Thomas Edison did. When he referred to his journey to creating a light bulb that lasted 1,200 hours, he said, "I have not failed. I've just found 10,000 ways that won't work." I believe failure is a gift from God to protect you from the pitfall of becoming prideful and to cause you to become creative and find a different, better way of achieving your goal. Your response to failure will determine your level of victory and impact. Think about what happened to Thomas Edison. His teacher considered him to be a complete academic failure and basically told him he was an idiot who was incapable of learning anything. I'm sure if she knew what he would turn out to be, she never would have said that. Then again, this was a classic example of how his failure at school led his mom to homeschool him, which led to his future success. I like what Winston Churchill once said, "Success consists of going from failure to failure without loss of enthusiasm." Choose to live without regret over your failures. Learn from them and move on. Choose to live in victory. Use your failures to make a positive impact on others by helping them not make the same choices as you. Your failure can become someone else's gift if you'll allow it to be.